Day 22, Survivor's Guide to Suffering, Part 2, Worship. Read 2 Chronicles 20, verses 21 through 22. Preparedness is not only for surviving disasters, it's also for surviving sorrows that come with living on a fallen planet. One piece of our suffering preparedness arsenal is to cultivate a strong sense of wonder. A second is worship, the heart directing extravagant love and adoration to God. In the depths of deepest suffering, worship rises at times only by the strength of sheer obedience steadied by a resolute will. Sometimes our will even grabs our emotions on its way by, and the outlook brightens. The heart is soothed by an unforeseen drop of hope, miraculously finding its mark through the darkness. This is the power of worship. Battalions of Musicians. Good King Jehoshaphat understood the power of worship. In fact, he considered worship so powerful that he placed singers at the head of his army when he went into battle. Imagine the jeers of the enemy when they saw Judah's army advancing toward them for battle being led by musicians. According to the record, quote, "As the musicians began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab who were invading Judah, and they were defeated." 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22. This is the power of worship. Tips to worship in hard times. Worship out loud with words. Somehow hearing ourselves say a truth out loud presses it more deeply into our hearts and psyches than when it just floats around like a haze in our minds. What's more, our adversaries and his lackeys, who cannot read our minds, hate hearing our worship out loud. It's like a poke in their eyes. Worship in gratitude. There's power in the simple act of saying thank you, especially to our Heavenly Father. Perhaps God tells us to, in all things, give thanks, not just because it's right, but also because there's healing in it, all the more so when we feel least inclined toward gratitude. Worship with song. Science cannot fully understand the connection that exists between humans and music. Music touches the whole person, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It makes us tap our foot and move in time, physically. It moves us to happiness and tears, emotionally, and raises us up in worship and exaltation, spiritually. And all this is achieved often without conscious effort on our part. Suffering is warfare because our adversary, the ultimate opportunist, strikes hardest when we're down. Following Jehoshaphat's battle plan, we can rise up and overcome through worship.